Okay, I'm in the rather regal and I think palatial surroundings of the Mayor's office at Lambeth Town Hall, and I'm very, very grateful I've got some time with Mr. Mayor at Lambeth, who's going to explain a bit more about his role. So maybe first of all, a question, Mr. Mayor, what is the correct civic procedure to address you?
I believe it's the worship, his worshipful, the Mayor, but Mr. Mayor's fine, or Christopher.
Christopher or Mr. Mayor. I think I'll probably pitch in halfway and say Mr. Mayor. That, I think, sounds fairly formal and respectful. Maybe first of all, could you explain, Mr. Mayor, what does your job here at Lambeth involve?
Okay, so as Mayor, I'm the civic representation of the borough, the first citizen of the borough. It's my job within the borough to go and represent, but in a civic role, which is different from the leader of the council, which is the administrative role.
So it's very much a meet and greet role, out and about, seeing people.
Yes, and if the, for example, if the Queen was to come to the borough, then it would be my job to meet her and make her welcome. Another part of the role is the full council meetings. So when all councillors come together to make decisions for the borough, it is my job to chair that meeting. And that's why, as being mayor, I'm non-political during my year. I'm not allowed to make political comment, etc., because when I go to that council chamber, I have to sit and judge what people are saying equally and not side with whichever political party the mayor is at that time.
I see. Okay, so you mentioned, Mr. Mayor, your 1 year period here. When did that start?
That started in April, and actually unusually I get slightly longer because the election's May next year, and I carry on just slightly after that as well. I'll be mayor up until the 26th of May 2010. I have warned them that they'll probably have to fight their way into the mayor's parlour where you are today to take the chains back off of me, because I've been really enjoying my first couple of months.
So he's hoping maybe for a royal visit right towards the end of April of next year. And you'd be very, very happy. A nice way to go out.
Yes, and I have had my invite to Buckingham Palace for a garden party. Though apparently your chances of actually meeting the Queen are quite distant, but you generally see her further down the garden somewhere.
Maybe it's worth explaining to people listening, how were you selected to carry out this role?
Right, so I was elected as a councillor in 2006, and then would be 2 years ago now, I stood within my Labour group, which is the party that I'm a member for, because each year in Lambeth we move between the different parties, which is quite unusual. So last year was a Liberal Democrat, the year before was a Conservative mayor. I stood within my Labour group, asked them to elect me who they would put forward to be mayor, and then the full council initially elected me as deputy mayor, and this year all the councillors voted for me as mayor.
Okay, and I'm sure you have many, many responsibilities or things that you want to actually achieve this year. If you try and sum up in a very, very brief style, what would you like to achieve in your year in office?
Well, one of the things that I'm trying to do, and thank you for helping me with this, is raise greater awareness, because I used to live across the road in Rushcroft Road, and I saw this town hall. I didn't know there was a mayor, didn't know the post existed. So I really want to kind of like reach out further the work of the mayor. And the important thing from then that there is the work of all the organisations that the mayor goes and sees each year, and all the great work that they do.
Okay, we've got about a minute or so left, so we could maybe say one thing that I straight away have been drawn towards you, and the reason why we're meeting here. I'm very encouraged by your use of social media and reaching out, communicating with people. There's your blog, and you use Twitter an awful lot. Do you think on a local political level people can use social media to really try and achieve things here in Lambeth?
Absolutely, and it is that thing of reaching new audiences. There are lots of people who have engagements with the council that have engagements with the mayor, because they've known about it. They know how to communicate with me. What's been great is that new people have been able to contact me via Twitter, and I of course always respond to anybody who responds to me in that way.
Okay, and then maybe we've got a final question. We've got 20 seconds or so. What is it that you love about Lambeth? I've got my particular things that I like, and you personally, Mr. Mayor?
It's a real buzzword, but cultural diversity. As a mixed race man who grew up in the in North